FEMA finishes rolling out its new pricing system for flood insurance today. Sophia Schmidt of WHYY's Plan Philly reports many in Philadelphia's most flood-prone neighborhood will see savings.
Brenda Whitfield has learned the hard way how expensive flooding can be.
Right off the bat, it's going to be $6,000 because you have to, the gas company is going to come and put a tag on the water heater. They're going to put a tag on your air condition.
We're standing in the kitchen of Whitfield's three-story row house in Philly's Eastwick neighborhood, and she's cooking a pot of cabbage while a TV chatters in the background. Outside, Whitfield's yard is full of cheerful decorations, fake butterflies, flowers, and wind chimes. But a few years ago, it was full of water.
Everything is here, and the decoration and whatever, all of that was just like covered in the backyard, okay? So it's not a little bit of water. It becomes a river.
Before switching companies recently, Whitfield's flood insurance had crept up to around $6,500 a year. It was hard to afford.
We didn't buy as many, clothes and stuff. You just make do. You cut down on your food. You just make do.
But relief is coming for many Eastwick residents forced to pay for expensive flood insurance. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, is finishing its rollout of a new flood insurance pricing system through its National Flood Insurance Program, which provides most flood insurance in the U.S. The rollout started last fall. Data from FEMA shows that in Philly, premiums for the vast majority of homeowners with flood insurance through the federal government will go down, stay the same, or increase by an amount similar to the average yearly increase under the old system. The news is even better in Eastwick, where more than three-quarters of policyholders in single-family homes will see savings. More than 40% will save at least a whopping $1,200 in the first year. Rich Sabota is an insurance specialist at FEMA.
There's an awful lot of neighborhoods in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and elsewhere where the homes primarily are older homes, in some cases homes that have a lower replacement cost value than perhaps newer, larger homes would be.
The new system prices risk more accurately by accounting for new factors like how often floods happen or a home's distance to a water source, as well as the cost to rebuild a house after a flood. Under the old system, policyholders with lower valued homes paid more than their fair share of the risk, while people with higher valued homes paid less. That's because the same flood that hits two homes will cause pricier damage to the larger, more expensive one and result in a bigger insurance claim. The old pricing system did not take this into account, but the new system does.
Therefore, the structures that have lower replacement cost value are certainly going to be seeing a premium benefit, in a lot of cases a premium reduction from where they stand right now.
That's big because
under our old rating system, there were no premium reductions.
FEMA says the repricing of flood insurance could make it more accessible to people who are uninsured now because they can't afford it. That's the case for some in Eastwick, including Phyllis Glenn. She's a retiree who lives on the same street as Whitfield. She's been flooded multiple times, but she does not have flood insurance.
It's just me here, and it's too expensive for me.
To her neighbor, Whitfield, cheaper flood insurance is key to Eastwick's resilience in a warming world.
We already know with climate change, we're going to have flooding again. So since we already know that, it would be a huge deal if we had affordable flood insurance. It would be fantastic.
Under the new pricing system, keeping flood insurance affordable long term may depend on reducing flood risk in Eastwick. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.